Today's daf is daf ayin, so let's take it. Avi and I got to the bottom of Samach Tesmah Beis. I don't know if you got to daf ayin, but let's take it from Samach Tesmah Beis. We'll run through this quickly. It's writing 10 lines up or so. Itmar Habal Arusaso. So Gemara there says, Itmar Habal Arusaso Bebeis Chama. A person is engaged, and he's Baal Arusaso, and he's engaged Kal, if you will, in the house of his father-in-law. So what's the din? And they have a child. So what's the status of that child? So there's a Machlokas Amarayim here. The Gemara says, Rav Amar HaVlad Mamzer. We assume the Vlad's a Mamzer. Because even if it was really the chasan and kala, they had the child, that would actually be a kosher child. But we assume, as the Gemara will explain, that the kala had a child from another man, not the arusa. And Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki. No, it's a Shtuki, it's a Suffolk. We don't know if the child was from the Arus, so then it would be acceptable. But there's also a chance it came from another man, so it's a Shtuki. So while Rav says this Vlad's a Vade Amamzer, Shmuel says it's a Shtuki, it's only a Suffolk. So the Gemara explains. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mistavra Milsa de Rav, Rav makes sense, de Daima Ma'alma. That there's some chashad from other people. People are talking that this Arusa was with other men. So there's these conversations going on. So that's when we assume that the Vlad's a mamzer. But lo daima ma'alma, if there's no such conversation about this kala being with anybody else, basur di deisha dinerlei, we assume that the father is the chasan, and the Vlad actually will be accepted, will be considered kasher. So again, this discussion, says Rav, is only when there are conversations about this kala being with other men. So Amar Rav, Rav says, umunaha minala, how do I know? The Katani, it says in our Mishnah, we learned from yesterday, it says, Yalda Tocha. Yalda Tocha. So the case was in their Mishnah. The Onis Mefatin, our Mishnah, the Onis Mefatin is Ba'ana Isha, Pnuya, and they have a child. So the din is, the child, we assume the child, she could eat when the child she gives birth to the child, so she's able to eat. So we assume that the child is kasher. How can we assume the child is kasher in this case of a random man and a random woman? So he explains that, if this case of the onis mefata, she gives birth to a child, she could eat based on this child, even though that wasn't her husband, even though she was ever engaged to the man, but just some random kohen was baleha, and she had the child who's now a kohen, she could eat. Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema de daima ma'alma, if we assume that there are conversations that this woman has been with other men as well. Amai tocha, how could she? Shouldn't we assume that maybe it wasn't the Kohen who was the father? Maybe it was some other man. Must be ela lav mine daima velo daima ma'alma. These conversations was only from this Kohen, and it wasn't from any other man, so we could assume that the Kohen was the father, and she could eat. So he says, though, so therefore the child would be kasher. So he explains the Kavah Chomer. Now, Ma Hasam over there by the case of Onis and Mefata, our very Mishnah, De Lahai Isur, or Lahai Isur, that she's usher to be with the man she was with, and she's usher with anybody else, and yet we still say the child is kasher. So Basra Di Desha Dinalei, we assume it's based on the Kohen. Hacha, here in our case now, of the case of Baal Rusaso, Bebeis Chama, of this case in the Gemara now, De Lahai Isura Hayatera, where she's asked to be with other men, but she's permitted to be with her very chasan. So certainly, the kochkin, certainly we should accept the child of being a product of the chasan, not some other man. So therefore, if the conversations or discussions are only about the kala being with his chasan, the child's a good Vlad. If there are conversations about other men, that's when we assume it's either Vlad Vadai Mamzer, or it's a Vlad Shtuki. So Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye responds back to Rav and says, no. In reality, I'll tell you, whenever there are conversations about the chasan himself, the arusa and arusa, even though there are no conversations about this kala being with other men, there still is a concern that he's not the father. The chasan is not the father. Why? Because Amar Rav says, Havlad mamzer, it's still a Vlad, still a mamzer. Why? My taima. Damrina, we say, Midafkare nafshe lagabi arus. If she's mafkar herself, she was a parrot to her own chasan, so maybe we could assume nafshe la'am, she was also mafkar herself to the men. So at that point, there's an issur deraisa for her to be with her husband, or her chasan, I should say. So just like she didn't care about the issur with the arus, so too she doesn't care about the issur with other men, so she mafkar herself to the entire world, and we assume that would still be an issue. So if that's the case, whenever a woman's with another man, we assume who's not her husband, who's only the chasan at best, or anyone else, certainly, we're going to assume the child is going to be a Vlad Mamzer. So now we turn back to our Mishnah on the top of Samach Tesma and Bezir. How then, if a chasan was Ba'al Aisha, it was a Panoy Al Pnuya, they were not married or engaged at all, how can we assume that the child would let her eat? How can we assume the child's a Kohen? Maybe it was with another man, not the Kohen who we know about. So there, Rava says, no, our Mishnah is a unique situation. where they're both locked up in jail and there were no other men, it wasn't possible to be with another man. But if it was possible, we would not let her eat based on the child as a Kohen, because we cannot assume that the father was a Kohen, because just like this Kohen is Baalah, maybe there's another man who's Baalah as well. But this Mishnah again is unique where they were stuck in jail together. So now the Gemara says, Ikadami. Biba'alah, kuyamalo pligi de basre di de shadinale. So now we're going to revisit this situation of the Ba'al Rusasa Bebeis Chamav. So the Gemara explains that Ikadami says again, Bibale, if we know with certainty that the Chasim is Ba'al, the Kala, the Arus is Ba'al and the Rusaso, then everyone will agree, both Rav and Shmuel, Lo Pligi, the Basu, the Deisha Dinle, we assume that the Chasim was the father and the child acceptable, the Vlad's Kasher. V'hochi Itmar, when is their case, Arusa She'ibra, when she became pregnant, we're not sure who the father was, we're not sure that the chasim was Baala. Now it's unclear. So Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, we don't assume it was the chasim, we assume it was some other man. The child is certainly going to be a Mamzer. Ushmu Amar Havlad Shtuki, we assume the Vlad is a Suffolk, not at worst a Suffolk, but we can't assume that he was a Vade Mamzer. So Amar Rav explains, Mistavra Milsa makes sense to Rav. Delo, when Rav says that Vlad's a mamzer, when we don't know who she was with, delo daima mine, v'daima ma'ama, the situation whereby there were no conversations, no one was discussing that the chasm was ba'ala, that didn't exist, and we're only talking about other people that were with her. So everyone said, this kala, she was with all these men, but we don't say anything about her being with her own chasm. That's when there's a real discussion, and that Rav says the child's of mamzer. Aval daima mine, if their conversation that the not only was this Arusa with other men, but she was also with her own chasan, then that's not the case. Aval daima mine, af agav de daima me'alma. If there are conversations and discussions about her being with her chasan, even though there were also conversations about her being with other men, basa didei shadin le, we assume that the chasan was the father and it would be acceptable, the child would be a Vlad Kasher. So Amar Rava said, Mina, how do I know that this whole machlok, this whole discussion is only when there are conversations about other men, but not about the own chasam? Mina, how do I know? The katani armisha from yesterday's daf, the katani yalda tocha, if she gives birth to a child, kohen panui, was ba'ab apnuya, and they have a child who's a kohen, so that she could eat. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema, the daimi mine, lo daimi me alma, if there were conversations about her being with her chasam, but no conversation about her being with other men. Do you have to tell me she could eat? Of course she could eat. There's no chashash that she was another man. It was just this kohen. No one's speaking about any other men. Ella must be, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? It must be lava didaima nama mi'alma. That not only were there discussions about her being with this man who is mifata, but also about other men as well. And yet still we let her eat. So it must be that we assume that basu didei shadinulay. Mahas and then over there in the Mishnah where we could be makel, even though we're makel, the lahai yisur v'hayli yisura, that she's asked to be with other men, and she's asked to be with the one who fathered her child, this onus mefata, and yet we're still makel. So certainly over there, basa didesha dinu, we assume it goes based on the kohen. In our case, in the Gemara, in the Bam of Samach Tesman Beis, the lahai yisur v'hayli hetera, where the option is usher to other men, or the heter to her own husband, lo koshikin, certainly we should be makel, and assume that the chasan is the father, and the child is of Lad Kasher. So Amar Le Abai says, no. Liolam eim elecha kol heicha the daimim ma'alma? Now, whenever there are discussions about her being with other men, afa gab the daimim minai, even though there are conversations about her being with her husband as well, still, in that instance, we still assume that the child is a Vlad Mamzer. So Amar, so how come our Mishnah, we say the Vlad's Kasher? So Amar Rav of Vlad's Mamzer, because again, just like she was with her own husband, she could have been with other men as well, or her own chasam. So we have to assume the Vlad's Mamzer. So how come our Mishnah said that she could eat based on her child, by the onus of the case of the Mishnah? Masisim Badulol Daimi Klal. Our Mishnah is when there are no discussions, no one's talking about who she's been with, so then since there are no rumors, we assume that the only possibility would be that Cohen was onus mefata, and therefore she could eat based on that child. Okay, so that's the end of that discussion. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara goes pretty quickly the rest of the daf now. Ha'eved posel mishum bi. We had the din in the Mishnah, then Eved ki posel if he's ba'aleh on a woman. But if the Eved is a child or a grandchild, and the Mishnah talked about how we get a case of a grandchild being an Eved, the Eved does not posel a grandparent from eating Truma. Why not? My time. The Gemara invokes a pasuk which tells us that an Eved child or grandchild is not considered the grandchild. It's considered that owned by the master, and therefore has no impact on any parent or grandparent. My time. Amakra, Ha'isha v'yalda tihiyah. And the rest of the pasuk is what's important here. It says, Isha, where's that pasuk? Isha v'yalda tihiyah la'doneha. That the children go to the master, not to the parent or grandparents, and that's why an Eved does not disqualify any parent or grandparents from eating truma. So then the Gemara says, Mamzer posel umachil. Mamzer could pasel someone if he's but on a woman, but he's also, if he's a child, he lets her continue to eat. So that means if a woman is married to a Kohen, so she eats Shuma, her husband dies. If she has a child, she could continue to eat because of her child. Now, even if a child is a mamzer, the mamzer could still allow her to eat to Shuma. So the Gemara explains, Taner Rabbanan, how do we know this? Vizera Einla. When does she return back to her house? The pasuk says, it says, Ubas Kohen Kiseh Almano Grusha Vizera Einla. She has no Zera, Shavel Beis Avia. So if she could return back to her house to eat Truma. But if she has a child from her previous relationship as a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, whereby she can eat Truma, and even though her husband dies, if she has a child and that child's a mamzer, that mamzer prevents her from going back to Beis Avia to eat Truma. How do we know? So it says in the pasuk again, Zera Einla. She has no children. Einla Elazara. I only know that she has no children. That if she does have a child, she doesn't return to her house. Zera Zara Minayin. How do I know if she has a grandchild from her husband, her deceased husband, that also prevents her from going back home to Yitzhuma? Minayin. Tamalomer Vizera Einla Mikom Akum. Any type of child, whether it's a child or a grandchild, that holds her back from returning to Beis Avia. Einli Ela Zera Kasha. I only know if the child is a Kasha Zera. That your child is a Kasha, not a Mamzer. Zera Pasum Minayin. How do I know, even if the child is a Mamzer, that also prevents her from going back to her house to Yitzhuma? Tamalomer Vizera Einla. The Gemara Darshins. It's here, and also the Masechet Kedushin. We have this as well. Ayin Allah. Even though the pasuk says Ein, the Aleph and Ayin can sometimes be switched for drushas. So it means Ayin Allah. You should investigate, do research. As long as there are no offspring from her, and the taka is, even though it's a mamzer, that's still a zera. V'ha'efik say lezera zara. So how come we use a pasuk twice? We just said Ein lezera zera Ein la. Taught us that even a grandchild is going to hold her back from going to Beis Avia. Now we're saying Ein lezera is telling Zera Ein la is teaching us that even a mamzer. How do you have two drushes? One to teach me a grandchild, and the same one to teach me a Zera Mamzer? The Gemara says no. The truth is, the Zera Zara lo itzirchra. The grandchild holds her back from returning to Beis Avia, does not really need a drusha. Why? Because we have a pasuk, or the concept, Beis Amsukim, B'nei Bonim, Harehein Kibonim. We have many places in the Psukim and Halacha that a grandchild is considered like a child itself. One of them is in the context of Kabbalah Satorah. That you should teach your grandchildren Torah. So we have B'nei Banim, Harem Kabanim. So once a child holds her back from eating Truma in her father's house, certainly a grandchild. So that's not based on the pasuk of Zera Einla. That's based on a Svara. So then, when is the pasuk of Zera Einla needed? Pasul to tell me the Zera Pasul, that even a Zera Pasul, even a Mamzer, will hold her back from returning to Beis Avia to eat Truma. So now the Gemara says, Amr Le Rish Lakish of Yochanim. Shakas turns to Yochanan and says, Kiman, who holds this way? Who holds what way? Who holds the way? If Rashi says that an Eved, based on the Mishnah, another point, the Mishnah said that an Eved, or a Goy, who's Ba'al Bas Yisrael, the Vlad's a Mamzer. Who holds that way? We know there's no Isser Mises Bezim. There's no Isser Karis for a Goy and an Eved Kanani. Certainly an Eved. It's certainly an Isser Deraisa, but at worst, a Lav. So who holds a Lav will generate a Mamzer? That's none other than Rabbi Kiva. So Kiman, Rabbi Kiva, Damar Yesh Mamzer, Mechayv Lavim. Gemara says no. Afilu teima rabbanan. Even rabbanan will agree that although in general rabbanan hold that only a situation of karis where there's an iser karis will generate a mamzer, in this instance they'll agree that there can be a mamzer from a byproduct of an eved and ovid kochavim. How do we see this? Afilu teima rabbanan beovid kochavim ve'eved modu. They agree. The chiaser Rav Dimi came back. He reported Amr Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu, who's Rebbe, that Oved Kochavim Ve'Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So even though in general, Lav, Mechayv Lavin, does not create a Mamzer, in the instance of Eved and a Oved Kochavim, it will actually produce a Mamzer, and Rashi quotes this in. So then the Gemara says, finishing up the parak now, Kohen Gadol Pamim Shaposa, we had in the Mishnah that sometimes a Kohen Gadol Pasul, sometimes not. So just interesting, Bryce. The Bryce says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hireini Kapar is Ben Biti. Let my grandchild be a Kapar for me. Kuza Shemachlina Bachuma. Let it be a kapara. Let it all, it's unclear what this means exactly, but we had a situation whereby a grandchild, although the grandchild might be a mamzer, it would allow the grandmother to continue to eat truma, which is interesting. Vein kaparas bezin biti kada sheposein mina truma. But I don't want kapara for my kada is a larger thing than kuza is a small thing. The kuza means a katan, Rashi says, in terms of he's garua, he's a mamzer, and kada is a larger pot referring to a kohen gadol. So the Mishnah had the situation whereby a grandchild could sometimes, even though he's a mamzer, allow the grandmother to still eat chuma. In opposite case, where the grandchild is a very chashid person, he potentially could be a kohen gadol, he has good yichas, but it disqualifies the grandmother from eating chuma. So it's just a statement, it doesn't really mean much. But Hareini Kapar's ben biti, my granddaughter, my grandson rather, Kuza, who's a mamzer, shemachlein b'chuma, he still lets me eat chuma. As opposed to in kapara's ben biti, I'm not going to have any kapara from my grandson Kada, who's big, who could be a kohen gadol, shaposeinu mina chuma, who disqualifies me from eating chuma. Hajin lach almara. So now we move on to the eighth parak of Maseches Yevamos Ha'ariel. Misha says Ha'ariel, a person who doesn't have a mila, and Rashi says it's particularly talking about an individual whose brothers died from having the mila. So based on that chazak and that takana, the brother, we don't want him to die either, chas v'sham, so he does not get a mila, he grows up being an ariel. So that ariel, v'chol ha-tameim, anybody else who is tamei, lo yochlu b'chuma, they're not allowed to eat chuma, and we'll see in the psukim how we know this. Misha says further, nishayim v'avdeim yochlu b'chuma, but their wives and their servants may eat chuma. So Rashi says, "Neshem v'avdeim yochlu deha mishum arelus v'tuma lo nafke michlal kohanim." They're still kohanim. An ariel is still a kohen. A tamei is still a kohen. He just can't eat because currently he's a tamei. Currently he's ariel. Ela deinu nugufay mechaser dekanta. They're just lacking the fix. He has to go to the mikvah. He needs to go to get a mila. But so long as he doesn't, he's still called a kohen. He can't eat, but he allows his eved and isha to eat. So then the Mishnah says, we'll see what that is in just a second. Hein v'avdein yochlu, that they could eat because they're still kohanim, and their avdeim, their servants, could eat as well. But nishem, their wives, lo yochlu, they're not allowed to eat. Rashi says, nishem shal p'tzudak v'kar shivcha lo yochlu, d'shavyei chalala b'biyasan shreit nivla lif'psulva. P'tzudak and kar shivcha, people, men who have different issues with the male organ. So we'll see again at the end of the mission what that means, which parts of the organ that is. But through bia, that renders their wife a chalala, while they remain kohanim, and they could eat, and their avadim could eat, but their wives cannot eat. So then the Mishnah says, v'im lo yada, which means they did not have bia, so then she's allowed to eat. It's the bia that disqualifies her, not the kedushin or nisun that disqualifies her. Mishnah nisu p'suadaka v'kar shivcha, hare elu yochla. Again, v'im lo yadu, Mishnah nesa p'suadaka. If she was unaware, which means there was not bia, lashon v'yada av adam. When there was no bia, when she became p'suadaka v'kar shivcha, hare elu yochla. She's allowed to continue to eat, but once there's bia, that will then make her into a chalala. So now the Mishnah clarifies, what exactly is a psuadaka? Eid psuadaka, kol shenifsu ha-beitim shalo, if somehow the beitim have been crushed or disconnected, we'll get into more of these details throughout the parak. V'afil achas men, even if one of them, the beitim are only ruined. The kar shivcha is a kol shenichas ha-gid, when the gid is somehow sliced, v'mishayim me'atara, afil kuchod asara kashub, if the top of the gid is still intact, that actually he's retained. But only if the entire gid is removed, that's when he would be considered a pasul. So this is the mission. So now the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, minayin la'ariel, she'ein ochel b'tshuma. How do I know an ariel does not eat chuma? He can't eat chuma. Nemar toshav v'sachar b'pesach. V'nemar toshav v'sachar b'tshuma. We have a gezer shava. It says toshav v'sachar, we'll define those in just a moment, by both chuma and pesach. Ma toshav v'sachar ha'amur b'pesach, ariel, aser bo. It's mefurish in the pasuk that an ariel may not eat the karm pesach. And since it says toshav v'sachar, doesn't eat either, and it says Toshav Asachar by Chuma, we have a Gzer Shava, Toshav Asachar by Pesach, Toshav Asachar by Chuma, and through that Gzer Shava, we could pass it around Arel from Pesach, is possible, so to an Arel may not eat Chuma. So again, Nemar Toshav Asachar by Chuma, but Ma Toshav Asachar Amur by Pesach, Arel Aserbo, Af Toshav Asachar Amur by Chuma, Arel Aserbo. So that's the Gzer Shava. Just read the Pasuk on the side, the Pasuk says, Toshav Asachar lo yochal bo, referring to carbon Pesach, he can't eat. And then, I think it was last week, Parsha Emor, V'chol Zar, Lo Yochal Kodesh, Toshav V'Sachar, Lo Yochal Kodesh. The Toshav V'Sachar cannot eat Chuma either. So we have this Gzer Shava between Chuma and Pesach, and Ariel passes through from Pesach to Chuma. Comes along Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Ani Tzar, Eino Tzach, you don't need this Gzer Shava. Harehu Omer, Ishish, the Rabbo Sa'arel. The double Lashon Ish is coming to include, even an Ariel is included. What does that mean? It says in Parsha Emor as well, last week Parsha, Ish Ish Mizer Aaron, Hu tarua ozav bakadoshim lo yochal. He cannot eat truma. What's Ishish tell me? Even an Arel has a din of tame. He may not eat truma, and you don't need the gezer shava. Tosis points out here, this is the source that we find in general, many places throughout Shas, the Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Ariel is considered Kitame, even though Ariel is not really Tame, but we include him to Dinim of Tame based on this positive of Ishish in the context of Chuma. Fine, so now the Gemara is going to analyze his price. Amar Mar, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nemar Toshav Vesachar B'Pesach, V'Nemar Toshav Vesachar B'Chuma, Ma Toshav Vesachar Ha'amur B'Pesach Ariel Aserbo, an Ariel may not eat Pesach, Karban Pesach, Af Toshav Esachar Hamar B'Chuma Aril Aserbo. So that was the Gezeirah Shavah. We just repeated what he said above. Now the Gemara points out this must be Mufna. Has to be that the different types of Gezeirah Shavah. So Gezeirah Shavah, you could always question a Gezeirah Shavah if the words are not superfluous. But if the words are what's called Mufna, extra, meaning the word in the pasuk Toshav Esachar is extra here, and Toshav Esachar is extra here, they're only there simply to create that Gezeirah Shavah. So then that Gzer Shava is exempt, has this force field that you can't ask any questions. But if the words Toshav Esachar are not superfluous, they're needed part of the pasuk, we're just using them also to make a Gzer Shava, then that Gzer Shava is vulnerable to questions. The Gemara says, this must be Mufna, the Gzer Shavas must be extra, and only used for the Gzer Shava, because had it not been that way, it would be vulnerable to the following question. Because again, Mufna must be Mufna, the words must be extra, because the Lab Mufna, if they were not extra, Ikla Mifrach, you could ask the following question. Maybe an Ariel is only asked by Karban Pesach. Why? Because there are other chumos of a Karban Pesach. Mala Pesach, Shekein Chayv, Mala Mishim Pigul, Venosa, Vetame, and that doesn't exist by, Tame does exist by Chuma, but Pigul, Venosa don't exist by Chuma, so just like those chumos exist by Karban Pesach, maybe also Ariel also only exists by Pesach and not by Chuma. The Gemara said, okay, lo yufne mufne, it must be mufne, fine. Now, hey mufne, which words are mufne? Either truma, if you're going to tell me that the Toshav Esachar words in the context of truma, those words are the extra superfluous and created only for the Gzer Shava and therefore protected from the questions, how could that be? Mitzach Tricha, you need both Toshav Esachar in truma. They're not available for the Gzer Shava only. The Tani, the Brisa says, Toshav, what exactly is a Toshav? What's the definition? Zekana kinen olam. Then Eved Ivri, not Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri, who now is a Nirtza, who decided he wanted to stay with his Adon forever. He's called a Kinen Olam. So that's the definition of Toshav. And a Sacher, Zek, Kanoi, Kinen Shanim, an Eved Ivri who's working only for 6 years, and he goes after 6 years is up. So it says, Vayomer, so it says the Pasuk, a Toshav, a Sacher, Lo Yochal Kodesh, he can't eat Chumah. These two types of Eved Ivris may not eat Chumah. And the Gemara elaborates. Now, Vayomer Toshav, why doesn't it simply say a Toshav, which means Kanoi, Kinen Olam, he shouldn't eat? And al yomer sacher, and don't say sacher, v'ani yomer would have said kavachomer. If a kanoi kinen olam had a toshav, who we're now defining as a nirtza, if he can't eat, even though he's a kinen olam, eino ochel, certainly a kanoi kinen shanma, a temporary evet ivri for 6 years, certainly lo kosher kain. So why does it mention it? Both toshav and sacher, just mention toshav, and a sacher would have learned from a kavachomer. Where it says no, because Elu Cain, had the Pasuk only said Toshava, Haishi Omer, I would have said Toshava. You know what the definition of Toshav means? Zek Kanoi Kinan Sharam. The definition of Toshav is, no, a temporary Eved Ivri. And I would have thought, if it only mentioned Toshav, maybe only an Eved Ivri of Shanim can't eat Chuma, about Kanoi Kinan Olam, but maybe a Nirtza Ochel, because he's now acquired forever by the Adam. So that's why the Pasuk had to clarify. No, there are two types, there are two categories. Bas Sachir, Velimid Al Toshav. The word Sach is used to tell me, don't tell me definition of Toshav is Kinan Shanim. No, Toshav, the definition is Kinan Kanoi Olam. Shiafa Pisha Kanoi Kinan Olam Eino Chai Keni. So that's why in the context of Chuma, you had to teach me both Toshav and Sachar. Those words are not superfluous. They're necessary and not available for Gzer Shava. Okay, so if the words Toshav Sachar by Chuma are not superfluous, maybe the ones by Pesach are. Ela must be by Pesach Mufne. Those words must be X, Y. Hi Toshav v'Sachar the Kasser Rachmana b'Pesach. My new. Why did it have to say a Toshav and a Sachar cannot eat Pesach? Iname, if you're going to tell me Toshav v'Sachar Mamish, it's referring to a Kinan Shanim and a Kinan Eved Ivinirta Mamish. That's what it meant. Havle Toshav v'Sachar if they be Pesach. You're going to tell me that Toshav v'Sachar is pater from Pesach. But Kaimel, don't we have already a din Gavi Chuma de lo Achel that a Toshav v'Sachar can eat Chuma? Ama lo Kani Rabbi. That he's not owned by the master, that's why he can't eat Chuma, meaning if a Kohen owns an Eved Ivri or a Nirtza, he cannot eat Chuma because he's not owned by the Kohen Adam. So, Hachanami lo Kanan l'Rabbis, certainly here, he's not acquired by the master either. So, says Rashi in the top here, Hachanami lo kane like Rabbe Guvei Rabbe v'Yisrael Mal Yahu v'Chayav b'Pesach. Of course he's Chayav b'Pesach. How could you suggest that a Toshim Asacher shouldn't be eating the Pesach? He's Chayav to eat Karban Pesach. So it can't be referring to Toshim Asacher Mamish. Elalafnu must be the words Toshim Asacher by Pesach are completely extra, completely out of the out of context here, and they're only available to make the Gzer Shava. And once the only purpose of these words is to make a Gzer Shava, therefore it's protected from any types of questions, and that's the way the Gzer Shava, they have an Ariel Keni Pesach, we also have an Ariel Keni Truma. Wait a second. This all makes sense. Vakati Mufnam Bitzarecha. It's only available from one of the sides, meaning Pesach, that's where the words Toshim Asacher are extra. But Shmaini Lei, the Rebbe Elazar, that Mufna Mitarechad, Lemedim Umashivim. Rebbe Elazar holds that if it's Mufna only from one of the sides, you can make the Gzeh Shava, but it still is vulnerable to questions. It's not completely protected. So Gemara says, you're right. Kevin de Lagufa Ilo Tzarech. Once the words Toshav Vesachar are completely unnecessary by Pesach, that now allows us to have two extra words. Not one word, but there are two extra words. There's Toshav Vesachar extra. And now we have two extra words, Shadechad Alamed, the Shadechad Alamed. Use one to teach me that which is being taught and that which is learning from. In other words, we have one Toshav Asacher, pick whichever one you want. The one is applied to Pesach, one is applied to Chuma. Now there's an extra word on both sides here. That's the Chiddush of the Joshua. Behavle now Gezer Shava Mufna Mishetzad. Now it's equivalent to a Mufna from both ends, which is entirely protected from any question. Just look at Rashi, just to put it a little bit clearer. Rashi writes here, halfway down the lines here, Kevin de Lagufa Lo Tzarech. You don't need Toshav Asacher by Pesach. Lo Toshav Velo Sacher. The Lo Efsher Lo Kminu Kipashai Klal. You can't use it as the, can't read the Psukim in Pashas. It doesn't make sense to say that they're Potter from Karim Pesach. Therefore, Havalei Trei Karim Yisari, the two extra words. And now says Rashi, Shadi Chad Alamed, Mechad Amalamed. A Mufna, Meshet Sodom, Divyako, Lemedim. Everybody agrees when it's extra on both ends. Even if you do have a question, you can't ask questions, and therefore we have now a very good, pure, and protected Gzer Shava. So now the Gemara says, okay, now we've established we have a very strong Gzer Shava, rather, from Pesach to Chuma. Let's take it the next step. We learned halacha that Ariel can eat Karim Pesach, so too he can eat Chuma. So let's take one step further. Ima Pesach, Onein, Aserbo, and Onein may not eat Karim Pesach. How do we know? So it's important to know the Gemara is going to introduce this to us, but we'll say it's outside first, because it says that an Onen cannot eat Meiser. We'll see in Parshas Kisavo, we learn that an Onen cannot eat Meiser. If an Onen, who's a person who lost a relative and hasn't been buried yet, if an Onen can eat Meiser, Kal v'chomer, he can eat Kudshim. So an Onen can eat Karim Pesach. We learn that from a Kal v'chomer. So too, we should say, Ki ma Pesach Onen Aserbo, Af Chuma Onen Aserbo. So too, through the Gzer Shava, we should say that an Onen shouldn't eat Chuma either. So Gemara says no. Amar Rebbe Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Kada Pazik says V'chol Zar. A Zar can eat Truma, but an Onen can eat Truma. Zaros Amar Tilecha Lo Aninus. So therefore we say that a Zar, rather a Onen may eat Truma. Wait a second. An Onen can eat Truma, but Ariel cannot eat Truma. Maybe we should say, just like we said, only a Zar is possible from a Truma, not an Onen. Maybe we should also say an Ariel also shouldn't be possible from a Truma. Ema Lo Arelus. Just like only a czar is possible, but not a onin, maybe a czar and not an ariel either. How can we could include an ariel from not eating truma, but exclude a onin that he can eat truma? The Gemara says, "Good haksiv, we already brought a drasha toshav asacher to tell me gzeir shava to passel an ariel." So Gemara says, "Wait a second, how come we're passeling an ariel and we're kashering an onin? Why is one better than the next? Umari isa, why are we saying to passel a ariel and to accept a onin?" Gemara says, "I'll tell you why. Mistavra arelus." It makes sense to include the psul of Ariel, Kwai Shekain, and the mnemonic is, we'll read the Rashi Tevos verse, Maisim Krusim Bedavar Ha'eved, which means, Muchusar Maiser. An Ariel is missing a Maisa. It needs a Maisa Mila. Number two, Maisa Begufo. The Maisa is on the body himself. And Anishkaris is Anishkaris for not having a Bris Mila. The Yeshua Fnei Adibor and Mila existed before Kabbalah Satorah. And Mila Zachar Vavadav Makevis. And the Mila of a children and Mila of Avadim prevent him from eating a carbon. So all these different factors, that's why we should include an Ariel, because all these different chumers that it has. Whereas Adarabba, Aninus Havle Lirbui, we shouldn't really include Aninus, Shekhen Yeshu Bechol Shah. Aninus is relevant at all times. A Mila is one time, once in a lifetime, you get a Mila. Aninus, a person could experience multiple times, it's more prevalent. But Nuhegez Ba'nashim and Ashim, and both men and women equally are subject to lachas of Aninus. There's no way to fix oneself. It depends on when the body's buried. There's no way to prevent it. In the end of the day, Gemara says, Hanach Nefishan, the chumras of Ariel are more than the chumras of Aninus, and therefore it makes more sense to take the psul of Arelus from Karan Pesach and apply it to Chuma as opposed to the psul of Aninus. So that's the first explanation why the psul Arelus applies, not Aninus. Comes on Rava. Rava says, no, Amar below Hanach Nefishan, even without the saying that these have more chumras than the other one. Nami Lamatzis Amish, you still couldn't say that you should apply Aninus over Arelus to Chuma. Why? Shafkinan Arelus, the Ksib Begufu the Pesach, Yafinan Aninus the Pesach, the Pesach Gufu Yemaisa Gamrinam. What makes more sense? By Karn Pesach itself, it mentions explicitly an Ariel cannot eat Karn Pesach. Aninus, it doesn't say by Karn Pesach. We have to learn Aninus by Karn Pesach from Meiser. So it makes more sense to learn from Pesach that which is mentioned explicitly by Pesach, namely Ariel, and not to derive that which is only implicit through the Kavachomer of Meiser. And that's his explanation. I'll read this again. Again, Rava Amar, below Hanuch Nefishon, even without the longer list, Nami Lomatz Amrs, Shavkidin, are we going to ignore Arelus, the Kasa Begufu, the Pesach, that's mentioned explicitly by Karim Pesach? V'yafina, we're going to go ahead and learn Aninus mi Pesach, the Pesach Gufu, mi Meiser Gamrin. Pesach is also learned only from another Limud, and therefore makes more sense to apply Arelus as opposed to Aninus. Now the Gemara says, okay, after introducing, again, this Gzer Shava, let's make another suggestion. What's the other suggestion? Ima Pesach, Milas Zecharav, Vavadim Makeves, a person, he needs a meal himself to eat the Karban Pesach, but not only does he need a meal, but all his children and all his Avadim also. And if they don't have a meal, even if one of them don't have a meal, it's Ma'akev him from eating the Karban Pesach. So too we should suggest, Af Chuma, Milas Zecharav, Vavadim, maybe Makeves, maybe by Chuma as well. If a person's child or Eved doesn't have a bris meal, he should not be able to eat Chuma. Amar Amakra, Umalsa Oso, Az Yochal Bo, the Pasuk says. This is a Pasuk that appears in the Parsha's Bo. It says, V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesev Umalta Oso, Az Yochal Bo. When you give your Eved Knani a Mila, then you can eat. The Gemara Darshins, Umalsa Oso, Az Yochal Bo, Milas Zecharav, Vavadim Makeves, Bo, it. With a bow, extra milecho pesach, excluding v'ein milas zichar v'avada makeves b'tshuma. The word bow is extra to tell me only is this a makeves, only in the kuva by pesach, but it's not in the kuva when it comes to tshuma. Iachi, that's the case. Iachi, ema, kol arel lo yochel bow, it says by karben pesach. Bow should also make the same joshua. Bow ain't ochel, the karben pesach, an arel shouldn't eat. About maybe ochel hu b'tshuma. He should be able to eat tshuma against a joshua above. Gemara said, no. Hoksiv toshav v'sachem. We can't. In Echanami, you write the word bow is a drasha, but Toshav v'sacher gzer shava overrides the drasha of bow. So Mari Isa, how come we want to include it, exclude the Ariel from Toshav v'sacher and ignore bow? So Mari Isa, mistavra arelus de gufe havle le rubui. We should exclude arelus psul, apply the psul of arelus. Why? Shekain maisa begufo of onish karis adir abba miyaz zechar v'avada havle le rubui shekain yeshu b'chol shav. Because the carbon amila is always relevant, because the more children you have, the more of them you have, it's relevant all the time. Whereas Hanach Nefisha, in the end of the day, there are two connections to Arelus, and only one connection to Mizachar Vavadim. The Ibai same alternatively below Hanach Nefisha, even without the fact that there are more chumras by Arelus, we still have another reason why to include Arelus as a psul, as opposed to Milas Zachar Vavadim, Nami Lomasis Amis. Why? Because Mi'ikamide da Arelus de Gufay Lomakve Bey. Arelus Achvinu Ma'akve Bey. Does it make sense that Arelus himself won't be Ma'akev, but Arelus of others would be Ma'akev? What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi writes here, Lamatzis Amris, the Nelef Chuma Mi Pesach Linin Aninus, Umoki Krasimutil Arelus, Shavkinan Arelus, no, that's what I wanted here. What was the Svar again? Again, it doesn't make sense to exclude the Arelus of Zecharav Avadav, and to apply it to Arelus of himself. So again, mi ikimi, there's anything that Arelus to gufay lo makri le, Arelus to achvina makri le. We said the Arel will back at him, no?
So it doesn't make sense. If you're going to use it for the avodim and not for himself, you're going
to
have...
Oh, you do the opposite way. I mean, if you say... very good. If you say that the psul applies to Zechar of Avadav and not to himself, it doesn't make sense that his own psul of Arel will be acceptable, but others will not be acceptable, and therefore it makes sense if you include only one psul, it makes more sense to include the psul of Arel as opposed to the psul of Zechar of Avadav of others. His own Arel. As opposed to the others. Okay, fine. We'll stop here, and everybody have a wonderful day. Welcome back to me, I guess, and to you guys.